Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 89, verses 1 through 10. I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations, I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. For I have said, loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens, you will establish your faithfulness. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations. The heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies is comparable to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty is like the Lord? A God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones, and awesome above all those who are around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is like you? O mighty Lord, your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You yourself crushed Rahab like one who is slain. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm.
David's heartfelt cries fill the pages of the book of Psalms. Sometimes he makes requests, but many of his conversations with God focus on the Heavenly Father's greatness, love, power, and protection. In other words, David's prayers are full of worship. Consider these examples of Psalms that focus on God's attributes. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? We read that in Psalm 139, verse 7. Everywhere is in the presence of God. He's not limited by time or space. Those of us who are believers are never beyond His awareness or care. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. That's from Psalm 147, verse 5. God knows everything. When we pray to Him, He's already aware of our feelings and needs. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 136, verse 1. God's character is constant. Since we can always trust that He'll be faithful, reliable, and merciful, we're able to place our confidence in Him no matter the situation. When we recall an attribute of our Heavenly Father that meets our needs, we place the focus of our prayers on Him rather than the request. And then we're more likely to pray for His will to be done, and to praise Him for who He is.